presents Gene Lockhart and Kathleen Lockhart as Rudy and Fanny Ned.
Ah, Fanny, that was a wonderful Sunday lunch today. How in the world did you make such delicious chicken salad?
Oh, I made it with a can of tuna.
Well, all I want to do now is listen to the World Series game.
Oh, Rudy, why do you want to listen to an old ball game?
Well, if I don't listen, how will I know what the score is?
Well, Rudy, did you ever know?
There you are, folks, the Neb, straight from America's famous comic strip, with Junior, Obie Slider, and all the others you've laughed, worried, and adventured with for 22 years. On this peaceful Sunday afternoon, we find the Nebs at home, and Rudy is listening to the World Series. Here they are.
Rudy, what are they yelling and swooning for?
Why, they got three men on base and Greenberg's at bat. Now, shh.
Oh, I thought they'd discovered Frank Sinatra in the crowd.
Yeah. Just be quiet, Fanny, and listen.
Now the bases are loaded with two men out. Big Hank Greenberg is waiting for the next pitch. The count is three balls and two strikes, and here it comes. Greenberg connects with it, and the ball flies over.
Fanny!
Oh, what's happened?
Why, the radio's quit. Oh, what am I going to do? Maybe if I shake it.
Oh, Rudy, what are you doing? Trying to make it into kindling?
Quick, Fanny, get in my tool chest there while I locate the trouble.
All right.
I'll have to take some of these parts out. Let me see now. I'll put the tubes over here. And this gadget here. And these little screws, I've got to keep them separate. I'll just hold them in my mouth.
Here are the tools, Rudy.
Thanks. I'll have it fixed in no time.
Oh, you won't if you keep swallowing those nuts and bolts.
Well, now, Fanny, I've got to put them somewhere. And there's no more room on the floor. Oh, I guess there is room on the floor at that.
Well, now, you just get busy and pick all those up.
No.
You know our friends always drop in on Sunday afternoon.
Yes.
Anyway, I don't think you should be working at a radio on Sunday.
Well, maybe I'll be forgiven if I get it fixed in time to listen to tonight's sermon. Now, let me see. Where does this piece go?
It doesn't go there. That's a piece off Junior's roller skate.
Well, it fits better on the radio. Oh, shucks, what an awful time for the radio to go haywire. Right at the most exciting part of the game, when the score was 1-1 in the third. Now, I'll never know what happened.
You'll hear about it from Obie or Herb or Ambie Potts or somebody.
Ambie Potts. Ambie doesn't know a baseball from a grape. I like to get my baseball firsthand. Fanny, you wait till the new radios come out. I'll buy the best double reversible combination radio made. Absolutely non-static with FM every AM and PM.
You'll probably have to wait. My new washing machine and the electric mixer come first.
Why, the idea, Fanny. You can't hear radio programs on an electric mixer. And who ever heard of getting the Cubs and the Tigers together in a washing machine? Now, who do you suppose is calling who we might or might not be home to?
Oh, Rudy, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Come in.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Neb. Hello, Mr. Neb.
Oh, hello, Buck.
Howdy, Buck.
Jeepers, Mr. Neb, what are you making? An atomic bomb?
An atomic bomb? No, I'm not.
Oh, is Junior home?
No, he isn't, Buck. He went over to see Donna for a while.
Hey, what's the matter with Junior lately, Mrs. Neb? All he thinks about is girls.
Well, Buck, there comes a time in the life of every man when, as the poet says, what was it the poet said, Fanny?
No, I'm sure I don't know. But when that time comes and a boy starts thinking about girls, like the taxes, it's here to stay.
Jeepers, you mean they never snap out of it?
Rarely, Buck, rarely. And if they do, they usually snap back in again.
Gee whiz, I'd rather play baseball.
Now you're talking, Buck. Oh, say, how's the World Series going?
I don't know. I came over here to listen because Mom won't let me tune in the ball game. She thinks it's too brutal the way they keep knocking out the pitchers.
I see. And Junior went over to Donna's to listen to hers.
What's the matter with your radio?
What's the matter with it? Don't you see these parts all over the floor?
Golly, did it explode?
Oh, no. Mr. Neb scattered it without any help.
There was a loose connection, Buck, and one thing led to another until the whole thing got loose.
Well, seems that there was just a general giving away of all the tissue.
But don't worry, son. I'll have that game coming in again before Charlie Grimm can chase another umpire. Stand back, Fanny.
Maybe I ought to mention that I've built two radios myself, including condensers, antennae, loudspeakers.
You don't say.
Sure. I get standard, shortwave, medium wave.
Everything but a permanent, eh, Buck?
Well, I almost got a permanent once, too. By mistake, I grabbed hold of a high-tension wire.
Well, my boy, it's fine if you're born alive, wire, but don't ever try to pick it up.
No, sir. But I'll be glad to help you fix your radio, Mr. Neb.
Oh, no, no, no. I can fix it.
Are you sure, Rudy?
Why, of course, my love. It's quite simple. This tube here, it goes into, No, it goes into...
Doesn't it go into there, Mr. Neb?
Yes, that's just what I was going to say. Then, now, this part fits into... let me see, it...
It fits right into here, Mr. Neb.
Yes, that's what I thought. Now, hand me those pliers, Buck.
Sure, here.
Ah, thanks. Now, I'll just snip this wire off a little here.
Oh, hey, Mr. Neb, you shouldn't have done that.
Huh? What?
You cut the cord that plugs into the wall socket.
Oh.
It probably got in his way, Buck.
Let me show you how that goes, Mr. Neb. You better let me have the pliers.
Okay, my boy. I'll take over again when you get tired.
You're a very talented boy, Buck. You play the piano too, don't you?
A little.
Say, I didn't know that. You play by ear or by note, Buck?
By note, Mr. Neb.
Uh-huh. Now, how many notes are there on your piano?
15 on ours. We pay one every month.
If you're a wife or a mother, take a good look at your menfolk. You notice signs of nervousness, circles under the eyes, worry and overwork? Do they complain of sleep being interrupted, nervousness or rheumatic pains? These symptoms may be caused by excess acid. When there's nothing organically or systemically wrong, the medicine called Systex. C-Y-S-T-E-X usually goes to work right now, helping nature clear away excess acids and poisons. You must discover Systex to be a quick and easy way to help remove excess acids through the blood, or your money back is guaranteed on return of the empty package. Get Systex, C-Y-S-T-E-X, and take it as directed with a glass of water after each meal. See how much better you feel tomorrow.
And now, back to the Nebs.
Oh, Buck, how are we doing with the radio?
Well, right now I got to check your terminals. And you had the tuning condenser where the dynamic speaker ought to be.
Is that so? I guess I'm getting nearsighted.
We'll have that ball game tuned in a few minutes, Mr. Neb.
Buck, that was a darling hat your mother was wearing last week. Do you happen to know where she got it?
No, Mrs. Neb. But Dad said wherever she got it, she should give it back to them.
Now, Fanny, don't interrupt.
I'll have to change the tubes around a bit differently from the way you had them, Mr. Neb.
Okay.
I wouldn't be surprised, Buck, if you became a great inventor, like Mr. Edison.
Fanny, will you please be quiet?
Well, Mr. Edison was pretty good, all right. Hold this, will you, Mr. Neb?
Didn't Edison invent the first talking machine?
No, Fanny, not the first one, but he did invent one that could be shut off. Fanny, answer the phone, will you? And find out what the score is.
Hello? Yes, dear. Oh, just a moment. It's Junior, Buck. He wants to talk to you.
Oh, gee, thanks. Excuse me a minute.
Tell him to make it snappy, Buck.
Hello? Junior?
Hey, Buck, how'd you like to come over to Donna's house for a while?
Well, jeepers, Junior. You've got Donna. What do you need me for?
Well, I don't exactly need you, but Donna's got a girlfriend.
Ah, but, Junior, I wanted to listen to the ball game.
Well, I just found out there's something more fun than baseball.
It couldn't be. Besides, right now, I'm fixing your dad's radio.
Tell him to hang up, Buck.
Your father says to hang up, Junior.
Oh, come on over, Buck. Donna's serving ice cream.
Okay, you talk me into it. Goodbye, Junior.
Come on, Buck. We're losing time. That series game won't wait.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Neb, but I gotta go over to Donna's house and do Junior a favor.
Why, you can't go off and leave my radio in this condition. We'll have it working in just a few minutes.
But, Mr. Neb, you said you'd take over when I got tired. And I think I'm tired right now.
You're tired.
Yeah, I think I need some refreshments. I'll see you later, Mr. Neb. Goodbye.
Well, how do you like that? Here I sit in the middle of the floor, in the middle of a country that has the finest communications in the world. We got telephones, television, teletype, and I can't tell what's happening between the Tigers and the Cubs.
Oh, well, stop fuming and get busy or you'll never get that radio fixed.
Yeah, they call this a free country with free speech. Everybody's supposed to know what's going on. I pay my taxes, don't I? But do I know the score?
It seems like we mentioned that before.
I'm talking about the ball game, Fanny, and I'm thinking about...
Come in.
Fanny, why do you always tell everybody to come in when you don't know who's at the door? If it wasn't Sunday, I might be working here in my undershirt.
Well, come in, Obie. Rudy, it's Obie Slider.
Oh. Hello, Fanny. What's Owl Eyes doing?
Come in and sit down, shortchange. Do you know anything about a radio?
Well, I know enough about one to let it alone. What's the trouble?
Rudy found a loose connection.
Well, I knew he had one. Never thought he'd find it. No wonder those correspondence courses Rudy took years ago didn't do him any good.
Fanny, don't pay any attention to that waddling old gander.
Correspondence courses? Oh, B, has Rudy been holding out something on me?
No.
No, but he thought the correspondence schools were holding out on him.
Oh.
Oh, I'll never forget the letter he wrote when he graduated.
Obie, will you please be quiet?
He wrote, "Dear sir, I've taken all your courses. Now, where's the brains you promised me?"
Well, you antiquated angleworm, if you're so brainy, why don't you get down here and help me before the ball game's over? It's probably about the last half of the seventh inning by now.
The last half of the seventh?
Yeah.
Well, time to stretch. I don't know why I'm always so tired on Sunday, unless it's from wading through them big Sunday papers.
You're tired. How about me? This afternoon, I've lost 10 pounds, 3 screwdrivers, and most of my interest in the ball game.
Where's Junior? Was he smart enough to go someplace else to listen to the game?
Junior heard the call of the wild. He went over to Donna's.
Oh. Well, look, nothing ball. If you're so anxious to hear the World Series, why don't we go over to my house?
Huh?
We can hear the finish from there.
Why, Obie, why didn't you think of that before? Yeah, Fanny, would you like to come along?
No, thank you, Rudy. I'd rather take a nap.
Well, let's go, Rudy. There's nobody at my house but my good wife, Hepsy.
In anybody's house, Obie, your good wife, Hepsy, would be quite enough.
Well, we can listen to the game nice and quiet here, Rudy. Oh, sounds like Hepsy's already got the radio warmed up.
Sounds like he might be on fire.
I guess Hepsy's out in the kitchen. Must be why it's turned on so loud. Just sit down, Rudy. I'll switch to the ball game.
We have a wonderful recipe sent in by Mrs. Fred Howard of Baltimore, Maryland, for Veronica Lake pea soup. In case you're wondering why we call it Veronica Lake pea soup, it's because we use one-eyed peas.
Oh, for Pete's sake, Obie, hurry up and get the game.
Well, I thought at first that I had it, and the umpire was in the soup.
Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that was one of the most terrific drives ever smacked off a bat in this man's ballpark. With the bases loaded...
Obadiah!
Hello, Hepsy.
What's the big idea?
Were you speaking to me?
I was not. I was yelling at you.
Good afternoon, Hepsy.
Oh, howdy, Rudy. Obadiah, what did you turn the opera off for?
Well, Rudy and I wanted to listen to the World Series baseball game.
Did you get it?
Yep, we got it when you...
Well, what did you have when you got it?
Well, honey bun, we had the bases loaded and...
What were they loaded with?
We never found out. We don't know if they were the Cubs or the Tigers.
Cubs or Tigers? Man, take Obadiah, when do they start broadcasting circuses?
Pepsi, you don't understand. Greenberg picked on a cripple, he knocked it out of the park, and he drove 3 Tigers home ahead of him.
What is he, an animal trainer?
Oh, Pepsi, that isn't the idea. We're talking about a ball game that's being played right this minute in Chicago.
Then why don't they play ball and leave those poor animals alone?
Let's go, Rudy, before she writes to the Humane Society.
Oh, no. You two could just sit there and listen to something good. I'll get that offer again. I'm going back to the kitchen. I'm baking a pie.
Well, take your time, Hepsy, I hope.
I'll be back to visit later, Rudy.
Don't hurry, Hepsy.
Hey, look, Rudy, can you sing?
Well, sometimes I do a little harmonizing in Herb's barbershop.
Well, then I'll switch the radio back to the ballgame and get the score while you sing like this here opera, heaven forbid.
Well, I guess that's better than missing the game entirely. Me.
Well, it looks like there's an argument down there on the field. Yes, the infield has come into the plate to talk it over with the umpire, so we'll take the time to recapitulate the score inning by inning.
Start singing, Rudy.
Hold that tiger. Hold that tiger. Hold that tiger.
Obadiah. Obadiah. What intonation are you doing with that radio?
Static, Hepsy. Yeah, awful lot of like static.
Looks like a thunderstorm's coming up.
And not far off, either. Obadiah. Get away from that radio.
Now, Hepsy, all we want to do was find out the score. Rudy went and broke his radio.
Well, if you two don't get out of here, I'm going to break this one.
Now, Hepsy, before you do anything rash, I want you to get one thing straight.
And what's that, Obadiah?
Rudy and I, we're leaving.
Are you one of the thousands of people who don't drink enough water? If so, here's a health tip. Drink a glass of cool, pure water after every meal. At the same time, take 2 tasteless, sugar-coated little tablets of Sistex. The Sistex, you see, goes right along with the water and helps nature clear away excess acid. which, if too concentrated and allowed to accumulate, may cause rheumatic pains, loss of energy, make you nervous, and what is of prime importance, may interrupt your sleep. So if you feel tired, run down, and old before your time, why don't you try taking Systex? C-Y-S-T-E-X with a full glass of water after each meal. When there's no organic or systemic cause, Systex usually goes to work right now, helping nature eliminate excess acids and poisons through the bloodstream. And this aid to nature in filtering and cleansing the blood may bring more restful sleep, a quick increase in vitality, help to make rheumatic pain subside, actually make you look and feel years younger. This much is certain. Systex must satisfy you in every way, do far more for you than you expect, or you simply return the empty package and your money back is guaranteed. So get money back, guaranteed Systex. C-Y-S-T-E-X from your druggist today. Take it with a glass of water after each meal. See how quickly it puts you on the road to feeling like new again.
And now back to our story with Gene Lockhart and Kathleen Lockhart as Rudy and Fanny Neb.
Well, Rudy, you and Obie came back in a hurry. Is the ball game over?
How in the world would I know?
Hello, Fanny. Looks like I'm going to have to help Rudy fix his radio.
My goodness, what happened?
Well, Hepsy wanted to listen to the opera.
And just when Greenberg was about to hit a homer.
Well, I don't blame her. Opera is much better than listening to somebody hitting poor Homer.
Oh. You're all alike. Come on, Obie. If we work fast, there's still time to reassemble this radio and pick up the last part of the game.
Well, right now, I must say the game is sure spread all over the floor.
Oh, there goes that bell again. Maybe it's somebody who knows the score.
Coming.
Well, it's Herb.
Howdy, folks, howdy.
How come you're not at the barber shop, Herbie?
Can't see why I should be at the barber shop. Can't see why. It's Sunday. Or what day is it?
Well, that's right. I forgot.
Herb, what's the score?
Score? What score? Oh, the score, yes. What's that?
The score of the baseball game.
Oh, the baseball game. Never listened to baseball games. Always got my ear to the ground, though.
Sounds like you got up in the mud. Herb, don't you know the Chicago Cubs and the Detroit Tigers are deciding who's to be the world's champion?
Can't say as I do. No, can't say. Thought Joe Louis was world's champion.
Herb, I think you keep up with sports just about like I do.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Up with one last night. Sure, you do. Rather go to bed, though.
Oh, you don't have to. You're asleep right now.
We're trying to fix the radio so we can find out how the game's going.
Oh, yeah. Wish it said so. Yeah, wish you had. Might have had it all fixed while you were, no, don't think I would.
Gosh, Herb, do you know how to fix a radio?
Yes, so. Well, let me see, Rudy. How's that doojig got working you got right there?
It doesn't. That gadget Obie's putting on there is too tight for the thingamabob.
Besides, Herb, that she-bang under the doodiddle squeak.
Yeah, just so. Well, better twist it round.
Yeah, how's that?
Yeah, fine, just fine. Don't think it did any good.
Hey, we'll have this radio working in no time.
What'll I do now, Herbie?
Oh, well, let me see. Had it right on the tip of the tongue, right on the tip. It fell off, though.
No. That's a screwdriver you got in your mouth,
though. Oh, yes, just what I wanted, yeah. Obey, hold the screwdriver.
Yeah, got it.
Rudy, you get the chisel and hammer.
Yeah, sure thing, Herb.
Yeah, just so. Now you knock off that little doolittle. Yeah, no good anyway.
This gadget here?
Yeah.
Okay, here goes.
Say, we got the darn thing together.
Ah, now we'll find out what the score is.
Now, what to play, ladies and gentlemen, what to play?
It works. By golly, it works.
Let's
work
one out into deep left.
Turn this thing half.
No, Herb. No, let it alone. It's working fine.
Yes,
Herb!
Well, well, you busted. What's that sticking out of your mouth, Rudy? Tube or the loudspeaker?
Mr. Neb, what did you do to her?
Did you give him a hot foot?
No, Junior, I didn't, but I'd like to after what he did to our radio. But have you, by any chance, heard anything about the ball game? Who's pitching now?
Well, Donna and I have been pitching a little woo, if that's what you...
No, the ball game. How's it going?
Well, I don't know, Dad. How is it going?
Go on, Rudy, tell him.
How's it going? If I knew, I wouldn't be asking. You can look at my radio and tell I don't know anything.
Never a truer word spoken.
Oh, Mr. Nebb, that's awful. Oh, Buck, come and look at Mr. Nebb's radio.
Jeepers, Mr. Nebb, haven't you made any progress with that radio at all?
Oh, Buck, come on and help us put this thing together. If ever there was a time you were needed, it's now.
And that's what Buck's afraid of, Pop.
Yes, Mr. Nebb. Why, we left my ice cream party because Buck's conscience was hurting him for leaving you alone with the radio.
Oh, it wasn't my conscience. It was my stomach.
Buck, I'll make you a proposition. You fix this radio so I can hear whatever's left of the game and name your price. Money's no object.
Will you make it enough so it will be an object?
I'll give you a dollar.
Cheapskate.
Obie, you be quiet.
Oh, but Rudy, give Buck a chance to figure whether he wants to contract for the whole job or do it piecework.
Well, it'll cost you more than a dollar if I charge by the piece.
Well, I'm in a hurry. I'll give you $3.
$3.50.
$4.
We'll make it $5.
$5 it is.
I'll be very happy to fix it for $5, Mr. Nebb.
All right. Hey, how did the price get up so fast?
I was bidding against you, Owl Eyes.
Obie, how I ever picked you for a business partner, I'll never know.
Well, don't pat yourself on the back for that. It was my idea.
Now, Buck, get busy. Obie and I'll help. We'll all help.
Oh, you don't have to, Mr. Nebb. $5 is all the help I'll need.
But, Pop, Buck and I want to play catch, don't we, Buck?
Well, Junior, you see...
Well, Junior, please, don't talk to Buck. Never bother a man when he's busy. Get busy, Buck.
I'm busy, Mr. Nebb.
Gee, Pop, Buck and I have to play catch today on account of tomorrow is school, and I can't take my new glove to school on account of Mickey Dooley won't let me play with him.
He won't let you play with your own baseball glove?
No. He takes it away from me, or else there's a fight.
Junior Nebb, you stand up for your rights.
Oh, he does, Donna, until Mickey knocks him down.
Junior, what's Mickey got that you haven't got?
Well, I've took.
Why, Junior, when I was your age, I could lick any fella twice my size. Yes, sir. In my neighborhood, I was kingpin.
From kingpin to pinhead in one easy lesson. Well, come on, Rudy. Let's get out of here and let Buck and Junior fix the radio.
To think that right now Hank Greenberg may be blasting that old horse hide all over Chicago.
Rudy, why all this sudden interest in baseball?
What do you mean, sudden interest? Baseball's the great American pastime, isn't it? Why, I was weaned on baseball. I cut my teeth on horsehide.
Are you sure it was horsehide?
What do you mean, was it horsehide?
Oh, nothing, only you bray so much.
How's that radio coming, Buck?
Okay.
Rudy, I'll bet you couldn't hit a baseball with a canoe paddle if the ball was the canoe and you were sitting in it.
Is that so?
Yes, that's so.
Junior, give me your glove and ball.
All right, Pop. Catch.
Uh-oh.
See, Rudy, what'd I tell you?
Well, I didn't have my glasses on. Come on, Obie. While Buck's fixing the radio, you step outside with me and I'll show you some big league stuff.
Okay, Greenberg.
Oh, Pop, can't I come out and play, too?
Now, Junior, you either help Buck entertain Donna or study your homework for school tomorrow.
That's right, Junior. Rudy wants you to be smart so he'll make a good impression on that pretty teacher you've got.
You mean Miss Whittaker?
That's the one. Ow!
Obie, hush up.
Oh, that Miss Whittaker is the only woman I've ever seen who can make a pair of false eyelashes look honest.
Obie, let's go outside and play ball.
Coming, Father. But that Miss Whittaker.
Oh, jeepers, I'm glad they've gone. Now maybe we can get this radio fixed.
I don't think Mr. Slider makes a very interesting wolf. Do you?
No, his howl has a crack in it.
You shouldn't say that, Junior. Unless you're jealous, of course.
Me, jealous? Now, Donna, don't get the wrong impression. Anyway, Miss Whittaker is practically an old maid. Why, she must be 22.
Why, some girls can be very attractive at 22. With the right makeup and false eyelashes like Miss Whittaker's.
Well, gosh, maybe she can't help it. Maybe she's got bald eyelids.
Listen, kids, how about helping me concentrate on fixing this radio?
Sure. Anyway, Donna, I'm practically not at all interested in Miss Whittaker simply because she happens to be my teacher and my book.
Junior Nebb, how long do you intend to remain in the 10th grade?
I think that depends on how long Miss Whittaker intends teaching it.
Buck, you just be good enough to concentrate on that radio. You're getting $5 for fixing it.
So everybody's happy. I'll have $5 and you'll have a date with Donna.
Not if he stays in the 10th grade.
Oh, I'm tired. Rudy, why don't you get Junior out here to pitch to you?
Junior's pitching inside. Come on, Obie. We haven't done anything since we came out here but sit in the shade.
Well, I'm the reminiscing type. Got nothing left but memories. I'm getting too old to remember them.
Come on out here.
Okay.
Ah, boy, feels good to put on a baseball glove again, eh? Hubba, hubba, hubba.
Sure
You ought to wear a baseball glove all the time, Rudy. You got nothing but thumbs.
Now listen, Half Pint. You just wind up and shoot the ball to me.
Okay. Here she comes.
That one slipped through.
Hey, why don't you throw the glove away and get a bucket?
Come on and play ball. Come on, throw me another one.
All right, you asked for it. Here's a curve, high and on the outside.
You threw a beanball.
Make a note to get a suit of armor.
Where did that ball go?
Well, you can't find it while you're counting stars.
All right, O.B. Slider. I'd just like to see you do that again.
It'll be a pleasure.
Oh, Mr. Nab.
Hey, Pop, can I catch a few now?
Stand back, Junior. I haven't got the kinks out yet.
Hey, Mr. Nab, you wanted to get the...
Now, kid, you've got all week to play ball. It looks like Obie and I could take over for just one afternoon.
Well, I've had enough, Rudy. Let them play.
Let them play, he says. Why, Obie, you remember the fellas who perfected that famous triple play, Tinker to Evers to Chance?
I don't know anything about Stinky or if he ever took a chance.
Mr. Nab, you said you wanted to...
Well, they never would have been famous if they hadn't practiced, would they? Play ball.
But, Pop...
Quiet, Junior. You just sit down there and warm the bench.
Mr. Nab, you've got to listen.
What's the matter, Buck? Can't you fix that darn radio?
Well, that's what Buck's been trying to tell you, Mr. Nab. The radio's fixed, and you can get the World Series.
Well, why didn't you say so?
Move over, Nab. You're blocking the traffic.
I've waited all day for this moment. Here now. I'll turn it on.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, winds up our World Series broadcast for today.
Nebs will be back in just a moment.
Faith and hope are two important characteristics necessary to health, happiness, and success. Without hope, we lack the courage to try. Without faith, we give up too soon. So if you feel tired, nervous, run down, worn out, older than your years, if you suffer from rheumatic pains, or if your sleep is frequently disturbed without organic or systemic cause, I firmly believe that you have a great deal to gain by pinning your faith and hope on Systex. C-Y-S-T-E-X. You see, Systex is a doctor's formula designed to aid nature in clearing away excess acids and accumulated body poisons, which may be the unsuspected cause of a wide variety of pains, aches, physical discomfort, and lack of energy. Thousands of men and women in the United States and throughout the world who are tired and discouraged are now finding new joy in living simply because they had hope and tried Systex. This much is certain. Systex must help you quickly and surely, must prove worth far more than the small cost, or you simply return the empty package and your money back is guaranteed. So get money back, guaranteed Systex from your druggist today. Take it exactly as directed with a glass of water after each meal. See how quickly it puts you on the road to feeling like new again.
And now, here are the Nebs.
Rudy, are you still fooling with that radio? I thought Buck fixed it.
He did, Fanny, and it cost me $5.
Oh, well, stop brooding over it.
Well, it isn't the $5. It's just that I've lost confidence in this radio.
What a strange thing to say.
Oh, I always thought a man's radio was like his dog, a companion to him, always right there, the snap of a switch, wagging its ear, you know.
I see what you mean, Rudy, but please stop brooding.
When a man hasn't a friend in the world, when nobody ever speaks to him, his radio will talk, even sing to him.
Oh, you're wasting an awful lot of sentiment on that radio.
Not anymore, Fanny. I'm disillusioned. This thing let me down today at an important time, like the World Series.
All right, Rudy. You can have your new radio, and I'll wait for my washing machine.
Why, thanks, Fanny. Well, after all, a washing machine is nothing but a tub and a washboard with a motor on it.
But, Rudy, I'm tired of being the motor.
Join us next Sunday, same time, when Systex again presents Gene Lockhart and Kathleen Lockhart as the Nebs. If you'd like to attend one of these broadcasts and see Gene and Kathleen Lockhart in person, write to radio station KHJ Los Angeles 38 for tickets. Nebs were created by Saul Hess and are supervised for radio by the Bear. This is Tom Dixon saying goodbye for Systex.
Read the Nebs every day in the Los Angeles Examiner.
This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.